Time again for Checkoff Chat. Remember that conversation is brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and, of course, dairy producers. That involves you. Wisconsin Beef Council are the folks that oversee that. You can find them at beeftips.com or on social media, Wisconsin Beef Council. And don't forget our friends at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association also along. They support Checkoff Chats. You can find out more about all the marketing services available to you there, equitycoop.com. And remember, keep checking back, not only market prices, but also what's happening as far as sales schedules through the month. And they're always there to talk to you if you're trying to find a new way, a better way to market your livestock and find that value. EquityCoop.com. All right. Angie Horkin is in studio with us today. She is one of the gals that you see across the state of Wisconsin promoting Wisconsin beef and trying to help today's consumers better understand how they can use it. And we talked about May being beef month, and now here we are throwing ourselves fully on into the grilling season. And you guys are busy already making sure, no matter what question consumers are asking, no matter what cut or type of beef they're looking to grill, you guys are ready.
We are. It's summer grilling season. We're in it. It's here. The weather's nice. And dust off your grill if you haven't already. Get it out there and get some sizzling real beef on the grill. Nothing is more satisfying than hearing that sizzle and smelling that smell of your burgers and your steaks on the grill. We've got a lot of great checkoff advertising, consumer education efforts rolling out here to kick off the grilling season. You know, we kind of say that official kickoff is Memorial Day, bookended then with Labor Day at the end. So we are full bore into educating consumers on everything they need to know to have a perfect beef grilling experience.
Let's talk a little bit how serious a business the grilling season is, though, for Wisconsin beef producers and our retailers, for that matter. I mean, in Wisconsin, grilling is a year-round occupation. We all understand that. But, boy, we really get our game on when it comes to family get-togethers, reunions, parties, gatherings in the backyard. Share with us some of the statistics you have, Angie, about just the volume, the types of beef.
So historically, we see spikes in beef sales in our four summer holidays. So the Memorial Day, Father's Day, July 4th, Labor Day, we definitely see increased beef sales. So ground beef, Father's Day is an increase in steak sales. And according to consumers, they say they're likely to grill during these holidays. Like, and when I say they, I mean like 70% of Americans plan to grill out July 4th, 64%, so almost 65% Memorial Day, you know, our kickoff day, and then 53% for Father's Day, you know, and that Father's Day is those big premium steaks on the grill. And then the end of the summer, 60% plan to grill out on Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Most popular steak cuts, ribeyes, mm-hmm. strips, T-bones, tenderloins, and then followed up by top sirloin, a little more economical cut. Those are our top selling cuts by dollar sales during the summer grilling season. And then ground beef too. Historically, ground beef accounts for 51% of total beef volume sales. So over half of our beef sold is that ground beef for that burger for the grill, and 40% in dollar sales in the summer grilling months.
Well, and so we know those sales are all important, no matter what the cut is, or like we said, hamburger by volume, critically important, especially here in Wisconsin. And the thing about you guys at the Wisconsin Beef Council is, no matter what your budget, you have a recipe, you have cooking suggestions on ways to make it count.
We do. And you know what? I just got done refreshing our Grill Like You Mean It page on the website. So beeftips.com. It's right on the homepage. You can click right on it. It says Grill Like You Mean It. It's going to be up there all summer. I couldn't make it any easier for you to find it. But on that landing page, we've got shopping for beef, simple steak swaps. You know, maybe if there's still a steak that's not in stock here or there, scattered across the summer months, check out this PDF so you can swap it out in your recipe. The best beef cuts for the grill, all about beef burgers page. So kind of everything you want to know, one-stop shop for that. And then the how-to, we've got grilling basics, smoking basics. Smoking is popular in the summer. Outdoor cooking basics. You know, there's some things to think about during the summer, it's a little bit harder. There's extra steps, food safety wise, prep wise. You know, when you're not cooking right there next to your sink in your kitchen, that's all there. And then we got links to our summer recipe collection. So grilling favorites, sizzling steaks, the burgers, all of our smoked beef recipes, easy campfire recipes. If you're heading out to camp for the weekend, you definitely make those foil pack beef recipes, barbecue for you, summer sidekicks. It's all there. And then of course, two, beef and alcohol pairings in case you're going to have a cocktail when you're grilling out. And then marinades and rubs, a link to the food safety section. So handling beef safely, and then determining doneness. So, nice instant read meat thermometer guides. So I always use my instant read meat thermometer when I grill because I feel like I have less control there on the grill.
Yeah, good point.
With the wind, the weather, everybody's grill is a little different. I always use that instant read meat thermometer. So go to the website, go to that page, grill like you mean it. Everything I just mentioned is there. And then front and center on the top of the page is our new guy, Tony Romo.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Wisconsin native Tony Romo from Burlington, Wisconsin, and former, obviously, Dallas Cowboys quarterback, and now coming into his own, coming back to his roots, shall we say, as our beef spokesperson. This is not brand new. People should have kind of been paying attention to that. Tell us about the story on how Romo is now speaking up for beef.
Yeah, so we haven't had a beef spokesman for a little bit of time. I would say Sam Elliott was our last guy, yeah. But so the National Office, the National Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign is partnering with Tony Romo. Marketing research does show that utilizing like a well-known spokesperson, it consistently drives increased sales, stronger brand awareness, and attraction of new customers, and then the credibility too. And they chose Tony Romo just because of his, well, his following is quite large on the internet, on social media, but then also he has that trusted, authentic, credible persona. And I mean, how many people follow the NFL? He's like a well-known, I would say a household name. And I think it's great for us here in Wisconsin. Heck, he grew up in Burlington.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he comes home.
Claim to fame. Yeah, he does. He comes home and does a little football camp and stuff. He's a great family man, married with three kids. Another thing cool is like, of his internet following, no single state has more than 32% of his audience. So he is nationally known. Wow. The top seven cities for his followers on his social media are Dallas, which makes sense, LA, Chicago, Boston, New York, Tampa, and Austin.
Wow.
So
it makes sense.
Covering the continental U.S. coast to coast. Yeah, he has 2 million total followers on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram combined. And then 50% of those followers are our target demographic, 25 to 30-year-olds, the older millennial parent with little kids in the home.
Yep.
Men and women, he reaches both. He's just, it's going to be a good fit. And of course, we're using him now for summer grilling. So you'll see him splattered all across our beef summer grilling efforts. But then also, we're going to keep him on for football season, tailgating, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
And he'll be in the broadcast booth too. Yeah.
Yes.
I think it's a great choice. And again, like we said, it's been a while. I think I'm with you, Sam Elliott, probably the last voice that we associated with beef. It's what's for dinner. Well, now Tony Romo, beef, it's what you need to be doing on the grill. Angie Horkin in studio with us with the Wisconsin Beef Council. And like she said, grill like you mean it, folks. Make sure it's Wisconsin beef and go to beeftips.com. Find that grill like you mean it page. Every question you can dream up, there is an answer there for, and all kinds of great instruction to make sure that you and your family are safe while experiencing that grilling situation. And don't forget, if you're looking a little budget sensitive, they've got great options there as well. That's what they're all about. It's your beef checkoff dollars at work with Angie Horkin and the staff at the Wisconsin Beef Council, beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media. And of course, we thank our friends at the Equity Co-op Livestock Association for coming along for this summer grilling ride. They endorse that, I'm sure. And you can find out more about how you can market your livestock with great value at equitycoop.com. Check off chats with Angie Horkin.